So yesterday morning, or this morning at 3:30, I got woken by some kind of marketing thing on my cell phone, a text, something I really needed to hear at 3:30 in the morning. So I punched the button. I thought, I'll go right back to sleep, but I didn't go right back to sleep. I started thinking of, my mind just wouldn't slow down. I started thinking of all the times that I haven't done things here lately that I should have done and I should have made time to do, and I should have visited this person, should have done this, and it just starts, I don't know if y'all have ever experienced that before, but it's just like, it starts getting overwhelming, and I'm like, I know this is the accuser. I know God would not start accusing you. He might remind you that you need to do something, but he's not going to accuse you like that. But I thought, I just need to apologize to you guys. I don't always do everything. I could do more, and I'm sorry when I don't, but he showed me more than anything. A lot of y'all and a lot of the church and a lot of your family that you're dealing with, there's a spirit of offense that's been loosed on this planet. There's a spirit of offense that's marching and marching and marching. And we got to be sure that we don't let it get a hold of us. Because it's there, man. The spirit of offense is strong, isn't it? And it jumped on me this morning because I thought, in my heart, I thought I've offended people and I've not done everything I should. And that's true because I haven't. I'm sure we could all do a lot more, but it gets you. Let me just read a verse here. Proverbs 18:19, a brother offended is harder to win than a strong city, and contentions are like the bars of a castle. So when we've offended someone knowingly, unknowingly, it says somebody that's offended is very hard to win. So we must break that spirit of offense. But in Matthew 24, Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, and he was talking about all the signs before the end of the age. And I'm going to skip a bunch of this because you all know a whole lot of it. But it says in verse 9, then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated for all nations for my name's sake. And many will be offended. In fact, that translates, most will be offended. They will betray one another. They will hate one another. And then many false prophets will rise and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many, and it translates to most, and you're talking about the church here. You're not talking about heathens, you're talking about believers. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. So a spirit of offense comes, and after the spirit of offense, it's not too long before betrayal starts. Does that make sense? You get offended and you're betrayed, or you feel like you're betrayed. And many times it's just your thoughts. You're thinking, so-and-so has betrayed me. So-and-so has done this to hurt me. So-and-so has done this. And you know it's thoughts. It's imaginations. That's why the Bible says, take every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Every thought, every imagination, every vain thing that would come in and tell you that this person don't like you. This person ignored you. This person didn't call you on your birthday. This person didn't do this and this and this and this and this. And you got to remember something. That's rejection. Rejection's hard to deal with, right? But when you are rejected, you start carrying around a spirit of rejection. And you will get rejected, and people won't even mean to or know why, but they will reject you and exclude you from something, and they don't have a clue they're doing anything wrong, you know, really. So we got to just embrace the love of Jesus. We got to wrap our arms around Jesus and know that He cares for us, and He's never hurt us. And the people of God love us, you know. You just got to know that if people love Jesus, they love people. We're guilty sometimes of not walking in that love to the fullness, but people that love Jesus naturally love people, right? What's the first great commandment? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength. Boy, if you get that one down, the other one just... You don't even have to think about treating your neighbor. But the second is, love your neighbor as yourself. So many will be offended in the last days. And the more I look around, and the more I see the signs of the times and signs of nature and signs of society and signs of disease and all the signs that are lining up, I believe that Jesus Christ is coming very soon. I believe Jesus is coming very, very soon. And okay, if you believe you're going to go through the tribulation, that's okay. 7 years is very quick. Right? 7 years of tribulation could go by like that. But the times, the signs of the times, we just got to guard our hearts that we do not become offended. Because we can't afford to betray one another when, let's say, we're going through tribulation. I believe we will go through tribulation. I don't think we'll go through the great tribulation, but we'll go through tribulation. If America does not fall down on her knees and repent, it's not going to be too long before judgment's going to be unloosed. There's no way around it. There is no way around it. God has been storing it up. I heard Steve Hill say one time, it's like God is, He's building a dam. He's building a dam. And all His judgment's being stored up. And He keeps building the walls higher and building the walls higher and building the walls higher because He does not want to pour judgment out. He does not, that is not God's heart. God wants to see us repent and relent and give up to Him. Praise the Lord. But eventually it gets so high and bam, it breaks. And you've seen when dams break, you've seen videos of it. It decimates everything. So we're believing for a move of God. I'm believing for a move of God. I'm believing for revival. That was powerful, Mary. That was powerful. Revival, 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 revival. Revival was in those songs. They were heart of revival was coming out in those songs, and the presence of God was coming out in the worship, and I just loved it, man. Ugh, we might have to close up with that in just a minute. So many will be offended, they will betray one another, and they will hate one another. And hate, if you look up hate in the Strong's, you think of hate as, oh, I hate you and I just want to smack your face and cut your, you know. You know, hate is the absence of love. Hate is the absence of love. It's loveless. So you can hate somebody and not even really think about it. You can just push them out of your mind. If y'all probably never done that game. Just push them out of your mind and hope you never run into them at the mall or something. And it hurts. Amen. It hurts. And you got to take a big step and suck it up and go, I love you, 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 I love you. I don't like you, but I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I like you, I like you, I like you, I like you. You know, and pray for him. Pray for him. Everybody in this room has been offended. As a spirit of offense trying to jump on your family, there's no doubt in my mind, because we don't all agree on the way to do things, and we don't all agree even as a family how things are supposed to run, but we got to love each other, praise the Lord, and I know y'all do. Praise the Lord, I'm glad you made it out this morning. But we cannot become loveless, because the Bible says in the last days the love of most will grow cold. And cold love is no love at all, is it? Go to Acts 17, and this is a verse the Lord's been speaking to me all week. Don't have to magnify it much or anything. Just read it and believe it and walk in it. Acts 17, verse 22. Then Paul stood in the midst of the Areopagus, maybe, and said, Men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious. For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, To the unknown God. They wanted to cover all their bases, didn't they? Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you, God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their preappointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. I was just thinking of that fellow I prayed for. God was this close to this man, and he'd been calling out to him all of his life to come to Jesus, to let Jesus come in and forgive him and make him whole. All his life. But it took terminal cancer to draw him to the place of repentance. I'm not saying that has to be the outcome, but I'm saying if it took lung cancer or it took some kind of terminal disease in my life to draw me to Jesus, and I got to surrender to Jesus before I died and went to judgment, oh, what a gift. What a gift. He is not far from each one of us. And this is the verse. We used to sing a little song about this, but for in him, Jesus, capital H, Holy Spirit, for in him we live and move and have our being. As also some of your poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Therefore, since we are of the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by art and man's devising. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has an appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. Everybody stand up. If you can. So I've been thinking about this verse all week, and like I say, it used to be a little song we did in youth group. But if you really consider the depth of what this is saying, in Him we live. In Him we Zoe live. In Him we have our existence. In Him we have our hope. In Him we have our future. In Him we have life and life abundantly. In Him we live. Praise the Lord. He is life, right? He is life. A man must be born again to have new life, right? Praise the Lord for new life. Praise the Lord. If you're born again, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord if you're born again. Come on, praise the Lord. In Him we live. In Him you have new life. In Him you have that second chance. In Him you have eternal life, praise the Lord. Not just life here on earth. Man, that's a vapor. That's nothingness. Boy, we need to wrap our head around it. This life is just a practice ground for eternity. That's all it is. That's all it is. It's about eternity. It's about forever. Praise the Lord. In Him I live. Can y'all say that? In Him I live. In Him I have life. In Him I can have abundant life. Say it like you mean it. In Him, in Jesus, I can have abundant life. 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 Zoe life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for life. Praise the Lord for life. And there's something about life. When you're alive, guess what? You move. When you're alive, you move. In Him, we live. We live. We live and we move. We move. We move. Not just on Sunday mornings, we move. We move. There's life there. There's life. There's life. There's life. There's life. There's life. And we move in Him. We move with Him. We listen to His voice and He shows us, go here, go there. Don't go here, don't go there. Go here, pray this, pray that. Pray for that person, pray for this person. God will open the doors for you. All you do is make a choice to move, Nina. Make a choice to move, praise the Lord. Where's Fred? He had to move something else. That's okay. I just want to make sure he was all right. In Him we live and we move and have what? Our being. What's that mean to you? That means my everything. And the thing is, we get screwed up when we get off on something else. Our very being is being tortured. We wake up in the middle of the night and we worry about things that God never intended for us to worry about because He never wanted it in our lives in the first place. But that's okay. God is a forgiver. God is one that can correct bad decisions. Man, you know, He can do that. But we got to remember, we live, we move, we have our being, we live, we move, we have our being, our very depth of our life is because of Him. And we owe Him everything. I don't love Him because I owe Him. I love Him. But I'm aware, I'm not always aware enough that He paid everything for me to have life. He paid everything so I could live and move and have my being. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And if I've offended somebody, Jesus, you forgive me of that, Lord. And if I'm offended, God, you forgive me of that, Lord. I will not walk in offense anymore. I'm tired of being offended. I'm tired of walking into people and going, oh, I just soon not see you, yuck, puke, you know. No, I got rid of that. I got rid of a lot of that earlier in the year. So I probably know what you're dealing with if some of y'all are. Of course, like Danny said, everybody's got perfect life except me. But we just need to get honest sometimes. People will abuse you and accuse you and beat you up and kick you around and throw you down and not even care if you get back up again. And you know what, Troy? When a heathen does it, it's like no problem. Because I expect them to do it and plan on doing it again tomorrow. But when a brother or sister in the Lord does it, now, then we've got an excuse to hold something. No, we don't have an excuse, but it sure is hard to let them go, isn't it? And you know, you might have to do it 10,000 times, but maybe on that 10,001st time, that's when the breakthrough comes, right? If you'd given up and hadn't taken your daughter's advice and got prayer the other night, who knows? I believe God's power came down the other night. I believe God did that right in our presence the other night. It was, you knew that God was doing something. We must, though. We must. No, I shouldn't say like must. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And wanting to do His will. Man, you want to do His will, don't you, Deb? Don't you? I mean, you want to do His will every day, right? And you're really disappointed when you think you haven't done His will. Well, that's a sign of repentance. God, you know, He likes it. He don't want you to feel guilty because God's not a God of guilt. But He shows you next time, okay, you're coming to that same place you did last week, Deb. And it's like, ding, 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 ding. You see this orange light. I see a traffic light sometimes. I'll see it go from green to orange. It's like, okay, I can hit the accelerator and go through the light, or I can stop. And I can take the advice of the Word of God, and I can do what I'm supposed to do. And we don't have to do that. We don't have to clean up. We don't have to repent. We can walk in holiness. I believe we can walk in holiness. I believe that we should be able to walk days at a time without sinning. I really believe we should. I'm not saying I've attained it, but I really believe that God has made that available to us. Because He said, you know, you're like me. Jesus said, you're just like I am, right? When I come into you, old things are passed away. Everything has become new. So, if you need to repent, if you've been carrying some, oh, but I've already done that, Mark. Well, if it's still getting on you, you need to do it again. You know? You need to do it again. But if you do need to repent, if you've got an offense, if you're offended, if you think you've offended someone, you know, get it right between you and Jesus. And then, you know, give them a call or something. Go, look, man, I'm sorry. I feel like maybe you're offended. And that was never my heart to do that. But believe me, you will have like a 100-pound weight pulled off of your back if you'll do that. And I'm not telling you they won't do it to you again. I'm not saying that. But you need to pray for them, because when people hurt people, they're hurt people, you know? There's something hurt inside of you when you want to hurt people, right? So in Jesus' name, if you need to pray, come on up here to the altar right now. Not to me, just go to the altar and get it right with Jesus. Everybody's good? Luann's everything good? Nobody's offended you at work or nothing? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. To be a boss and not be offended, that's amazing. Not this week. Well, praise the Lord. Not picking on you either, by the way. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just be specific with God. He knows you. He knows exactly what you're feeling. It said he suffered everything as we did, but yet he didn't sin. So he knows there's a way to freedom, a path to freedom. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord.